Welcome to the Rebel Talk podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter, also known as the Rebel Queen. Let's get healed from our brokenness, our bondage, and captive mindsets. Welcome back for another episode of the Rebel Talk podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. That is me. And I'm also known as the Rebel Queen. Hi, my beautiful, beautiful listeners. I hope all of you are having a great week so far. I am so sorry that I was not able to drop an episode last week. Life got kind of crazy, but you know what? I'm back now and it's all good. I'm back on track. So make sure you subscribe. Why? Because you don't want to miss an episode. You never know when a bonus episode might drop. I might just feel like recording because, you know, I love y'all. So let's get into today's message. So I started with one message today that I wanted to encourage some people, but it kind of changed on me at the last minute. So I'm just kind of going to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit and get into it. I want to encourage those of you that are feeling stuck in life. You feel like you don't know where to go. You feel like, I don't know, you may not even know your own purpose in life. I also want to encourage those of you that do know what you're here to do and are called to do, but you might be feeling stuck in your journey. You know, maybe someone has spoken some unkind words to you into your life, whether you know your purpose or not. I want you to understand that those people have been sent to you to kind of derail you, to throw you off track, because if you realize who you are and if you realize your true identity, the you that God calls you, the you that God identifies you with, if you truly knew who you were and your power, the power that you possess, you would be a threat to the enemy. Now, I'm not going to preach or anything like that. I do not want to scare you guys away, but I just really want to encourage some people on today. I really do. There are so many people out there just trying to make it in life, trying to do as God has called them to do, or try to figure out what that is to the best of their ability and just live and thrive. But the enemy has been coming up against you, whether you've been dealing with some negative thoughts, depression, suicidal thoughts, whatever it is. I just want you to know that there is hope for you, that you are not behind, you have not failed, you're not failing. And I want to talk to you right quick about your identity. Now, the world will put lots of labels on you. People will call you everything but a child of God. They'll call you fat, skinny, ugly, nappy head, big head, you know, all kinds of names. They'll tell you that you won't amount to anything. They'll tell you that you're nothing. They'll try to discredit you. They try to disgrace you. They try to do anything to throw dirt on your name. And a lot of times you have done nothing to these people. You may not understand where it's coming from or even why. But I encourage you to start seeking God for your identity. When someone calls you something other than beautiful, beloved, daughter of God, son of God, whatever. When someone starts to attack your character, I want you to understand, one, it has nothing to do with you. It's that person projecting their own issues, their fears onto you. especially when you haven't done anything to them. And second, I want you to understand that I know those words hurt. Words can cause wars, can end friendships. Words can destroy a person in a matter of seconds. And I know there are people out there that are like, well, I don't care what anybody else says. I don't let what other people say bother me. And that is great. But for those of you that have had someone close to you, whether it was a parent, a aunt, uncle, a sibling, a close friend, a teacher, whatever, if you had anyone speak death into your life constantly, just everything negative, I want you to understand that it is not you. It is not a reflection of you. It is not a reflection of your worth. It is that person projecting their own issues on you. And it is the enemy using them to try to get you not to walk in your full power and understand who you are and whose you are and the power that you hold inside of you because of who you believe in and who you serve. We serve a living God, a God that came down to earth, was crucified, he died, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again with all power in his hands. Now, if you don't believe this, you can stop listening right now, but I'm talking to the ones who know this is their truth for them and who believe this with their full hearts. And who desire to walk and live the life God has called and created them to, but fear and other things are keeping you from being that person right now. I'm speaking specifically to you. This message is for you. I want to encourage you to remember what God says about you. Who does God say that you are? What does God identify you as? I'll give you an example. God calls me daughter. God calls me beloved. He calls me beautiful. He calls me fearfully and wonderfully made. He calls me chosen for such a time as this. And if you're listening to this, he calls you daughter. He calls you son. If you're a man, he calls you wonderful, fearfully and wonderfully made, beautiful. He calls you handsome if you're a man. All things that are positive, God calls you those things in spite of all the crazy things that we can sometimes do. God still loves us. He loved us enough to send his son to die for us for sins that we've already committed, sins that we haven't even committed before. It's, you know, Jesus already paid the price for it. So right now, I want you to understand that your identity needs to be tied into Christ. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter what your mother said about you. It doesn't matter what your father may have said about you. It doesn't matter if he wasn't even around. It doesn't matter what grandparents said, aunts, uncles, your friends, your cousins. The delivery guy, whatever. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. God loves you and God needs you. Yes, you listening to this right now. I don't care what you've done in your past. I don't care where you've been, where you're from, where you came from. Maybe you came from nothing. It doesn't matter where you started. It matters where you end. And I'm telling you right now, God needs you. He needs the gifts that he has given you right now for his glory, for the kingdom. Because your obedience is tied to someone else's deliverance. And why am I trying to encourage you today and trying to tell you that who you should identify with, the things that God says about you? Because there's something special inside of you. God has given each and every one of us something. And even if you know someone else who has a similar talent to you. You're both unique in your own special way. And you know, there's billions of people on this planet, but there's certain people that are tied to each one of us to help. God works through us. If you haven't noticed that before, you know, he causes people's heart to change suddenly. Where they said that you couldn't have the finances to do something. But then the bank calls and then you were approved for the loan when you probably shouldn't have been. Or, you know, just think back to all the miracles that God has worked in your life. So I'm saying all of these things to you because there are some of you out there that are sitting on your gifts. God has already called you to do and be something. He's called you to teach. He's called some of you to preach even. He's called some of you to prophesy. He's called some of you to heal. He's called some of you to start businesses. He's called some of you to start movements. He's called some of you to do whatever. Even those of you that are called to be doctors or lawyers, nurses, whatever it is. He's called you to do these things because there are people that need your gift. There is something inside of you that someone else needs. And by you sitting on them because you're afraid, one, you're telling God that you don't trust him enough to perfect the things, to perfect his work in you. You don't trust him enough to use you. And then you're saying, you know, you're keeping someone else's deliverance. So in some ways it's being selfish. Now, I'm not saying these things to make you mad or feel bad because I've been there. I sat on my gifts for way too long. But I want to encourage you, if you don't know what your purpose is, get in prayer right now and ask God, because he will send people to you along the way as you keep continuing to grow closer to him and asking him to reveal to you what it is you should be doing. He'll send people along your way that will actually help reveal it to you. Or he could even just tell you. God works in mysterious ways, right? But anyway, I just feel in my heart, I just want to empower you. If you are out there and you want to start a movement, do it. Start today. Do it afraid. I'm telling you this right now. God did not give us a spirit of fear. And we always want to say, be fearless. But we are human and fear is a real emotion. You know, so it never goes away. But courage comes into play there. You do it afraid. You say, you know what, I'm going to give this thing a try. Give this thing a try. And even though I'm afraid, I'm going to continue to keep going and watch God come through for you. There are going to be people along the way that don't like it. There are going to be people that don't like you. There are going to be people that are going to try their hardest to plot against you, to just knock you down. You keep going. You keep getting back up and you keep going. Don't ever give up on yourself. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that to get so heavy. But I also want to talk to those of you that you do know what your calling is. And again, you may feel stuck. Keep pushing. Keep pushing right now. I know someone has probably said, why you? You can't do that. Why would somebody trust you to talk about their issues? Why would someone want to learn something from you? You didn't go to school. You dropped out of school. Or you didn't do this. You didn't do that. You're not this. You're not that. What does God say about you? That is what matters at the end. So I just really want to encourage you to keep going. Encourage you to be yourself, 100% authentic. You be the you that God created you to be. If people think you're weird, so what? I'm telling you, there's going to be people out there that's going to get you. Because there are people out there that get my weirdness. But anyway, just start today. Start. Take that first step. Reach out to someone who's already doing what it is you feel like you want to do. Apply for that job. Go back to school. Start the application process. God already has the provision in place. But if you don't take the first step, how will you know? You won't. So as I heard James Brown say on a song, nothing beats a fail but a try. So get at it. Get out there. Push. Do it. Don't delay. If you don't know how to do something, Google is your best friend. But remember, free can only take you but so far, so you must be willing to invest. But do what God has called you to do. Do it afraid if you have to. And if someone asks why you, answer them back with the question, why not me? And why not now? Start today. You've already been equipped with everything that you need. God does not call the equipped. He equips the call. So, get to it and get started today. If you need help, reach out to a business coach if it's for a business, or if you want to start teaching, you know, reach out to someone already doing it. But no more excuses. Let's get this thing together, okay? All right. Well, I am going to let you guys go for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And again, please make sure that you have subscribed. You don't want to miss an episode. I'm telling you, hint, hint, there might be a bonus episode this week. But if this message has encouraged you in any way, I invite you to email me at rebeltalkpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know. And if you want a shout out, let me know. Email me there and I'll give you a shout out on a future episode. But until next time, be blessed, be healed, and I will see you again later.